This is True Girl, a podcast for girls and their moms. Together, we'll explore God's truth for us one drive at a time. Buckle up. You're about to grow closer to each other and closer to Jesus. Secrets, the juicy ones, the shocking ones, the embarrassing ones. There's something extra thrilling about hearing a friend's confession or getting the courage to tell your own. But they're called secrets for a reason. And when someone tells one of yours when you don't want her to, it hurts. Today, we'll learn what God's Word says about keeping secrets. This is the True Girl Podcast, hosted by Dana Gresh, author of 8 Great Dates for Moms and Daughters. We're continuing to learn about 7 qualities of true friendship based on 1 Corinthians 13. Let's get moving for Season 4, Episode 4, titled Love Protects. Here's your co-host, Stacy Rudolph.
What's up, True Girl? I'm Stacy, and you know Dana.
Hello there.
Have I got a secret to tell you today?
Me?
Not you. This secret is for my True Girl listening in. It's about you, Dana.
What?
Girl, if only you knew what I know about Dana Gresh. I don't want to say this too loud.
Okay, you know, Stacy, I don't...
Come on, lean in a little, and I'll tell you. There you go. That's it. Nice and close. Gotcha!
Stacy, come on. What on earth is going on?
I was just thinking how hard it is to resist the temptation to tell secrets. What is it about us girls and secrets?
I sure don't know, other than I guess it's all too easy for us to get wrapped up in them.
Yep. You know, it's said that half the time when girls are talking to each other, they're talking about someone else. And I hate to break it to you, but that's called gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Dictionary.com states that gossip is spreading intimate and private rumors or facts. It's telling secrets about someone else.
Your BFF might just have an outie belly button. It might be as true as the sun is bright. But if you talk about it when she doesn't want you to or at the expense of her feelings, that's gossip.
And a true girl does not gossip.
Why? Well, let's read our power verse of the day. Of course, it's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which describes the love of Jesus and the kind of love we want to share with others. Now, we're going to read in a different version than normal, the NIV, because it makes a little more sense when we start learning today.
1 Corinthians 13:7 says, "Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres."
We want to focus on the first part. True love always protects.
Now, to help us understand what that means, can we take time out for a quick quiz?
Pop quiz. I love it. Let's do it.
Okay. On a previous episode of the True Girl Podcast, we told you what language the New Testament of the Bible was originally written in.
Ah, yes. I remember.
I want you to jump up and down in your seat and hoot and holler when I get to the right language, okay? Was the New Testament written in Hebrew, Swahili, Martian, or was it Greek? If you guessed Greek, you got it.
That's right. It certainly wasn't Martian. Well, last week we used the original Greek words to discover something really important. When the Bible says that love is patient, it means that love is slow to boil. Love doesn't get boiling mad quickly.
Yep. And for today's verse, when it says love always protects, the original Greek would have sounded a little more like this. Love always covers in silence.
Wow. Now, I got to tell you, that's not the first thing I think of when I think of protecting someone.
I know. But it creates a really great word picture for us. It helps us understand how we can protect our BFFs and other friends.
I'm just imagining covering my friend's big secrets in a super ginormous blanket of silence.
Simply put, keep her secrets, well, secret.
Girls, gossip isn't pretty.
Nope, it's not. It can be messy and it causes a lot of hurt.
Today's story might teach us a good lesson on why gossip is not good.
A man in a small village was a terrible gossip. He was always telling stories about his neighbor, and that always ended up in problems. The man felt he could not control his urge to gossip, but he really didn't like the consequences of it either. He wanted to change, so he visited the village chief for advice. The chief had very specific instructions. He promised he could help the man overcome his gossip. Here's what the chief said. Go to the market. There, you must buy a fresh, plump chicken. Bring it back to me as quickly as possible. Pluck off every single feather as you run. Not one feather is to remain by the time you return to my hut. The man did as he was told. He went to the market and picked up a big, plump chicken. Then he ran as fast as he could back to the chief, plucking feathers as fast and as fiercely as he possibly could. When he arrived at the chief's hut, he was out of breath and out of feathers. He handed the bare chicken over to the chief. The chief looked down at the naked chicken. Then he looked at the gossiper and said, "Go back, gather all the feathers and bring them to me." "What? Are you crazy?" said the gossiping man. "That's impossible. The wind must have carried those feathers in every direction. I could never find them all." The chief said, "That's true, and that's how it is with gossip. One rumor can fly to many corners, and how could you ever retrieve them all? It's better not to speak gossip in the first place." Then the chief sent the man home to apologize to his neighbors and to repent.
Wow, that man learned a lesson and got a workout at the same time.
It's true, though. Once you say something, you cannot get it back. And it's really easy to regret what you might let slip out.
Yeah, our tongues can be the hardest thing to keep from boiling over with anger.
Friend, know this. A true girl believes that real love doesn't gossip.
The Bible says that gossip separates close friends. And that's true. I've seen it time and time again.
Me too. I've experienced it. I lost a friend because of my gossiping before. We had a disagreement, and instead of working it out between the two of us, I went to another friend and talked about her. And once word got back to her that I had done that, she was just super hurt by what I said and that I didn't just come to her.
Oh, you know, I have experienced a lot of sadness recently when a friend believed something about me that was untrue. Another person told her a lie, and she believed it. Sadly, my friend actually decided I couldn't come visit her anymore. I cried. I literally cried. Listen, if someone tells you something about someone else, you should ask them this question. Did you talk to that person about what you're going to tell me? If the answer is no, you should tell them, "I think you should talk to them, not about them." And if after that, if you need some help approaching that person about something that's true, I will help you talk to them. But I don't want to talk about them.
That is good advice.
If this sounds hard, I got to tell you, it is. It's hard. It takes incredible self-control to keep your lip zipped when you know a secret, which is a good reminder that we cannot cover a friend's secret in silence without the help of Jesus. His Spirit will give you self-control if you ask. So if you're feeling a little convicted like I am today, just ask Jesus to forgive you and then ask him to give you self-control to keep your friend's secrets.
Dana, I've got a letter here from a true girl. Some good old snail mail delivered by the faithful and true U.S. Postal Service. It reads, "Dear Dana and Stacy, I need help. My best friend and I were hanging out and she told me something really private. I think she's in trouble, but I don't know how to help her. Here's the thing. Before she told me this secret, she asked me to promise not to tell anyone. I did. What should I do? Sincerely, Jackie."
Oh, Stacy, I'm glad you checked the mail today because we actually get emails and letters like that quite a lot. And the big question is, are there any times you should not keep a secret? And the answer to that is yes.
Here are three times you should not keep a secret. Number one, when your friend tells you a secret you don't know how to help them with. Of course, this goes back to the letter. Let's say it's 2 a.m. and everyone at your sleepover party has long passed out. Only your bestie is hanging in with you. Suddenly, she whispers, "I want to tell you a secret, but you have to promise not to tell anyone." She tells you this is the first time in a week she hasn't spent the night all alone because her parents have been leaving her home alone overnight. Or maybe that she's been using social media and has discovered some really bad stuff. Or that her parents are getting a divorce and she wants your advice on how to stop it. Should you keep a secret like that?
No, you should not. But you should tell her that you want to help her tell someone older. Because sometimes secrets are too big or too heavy for you to carry alone. And when that happens, you have a responsibility to tell your mom or dad or another safe adult you trust a whole lot. And if your friend is in danger, you need to do it really fast. The older adults in your life will be able to help you carry those bigger secrets, and they'll be able to help your friend too.
Okay, number two reason you shouldn't keep a secret. When you're hiding something and constantly fearful someone will find out. If you worry all the time and even plan your life around a secret, it's time to spill the beans. If you won't accept your BFF sleepover invites because you still sleep with the nightlight, just get it out there. Say something like, okay, but you should know I'm bringing my llama nightlight. I never leave home without it. Your friend will laugh and you'll take your nightlight to her house and the secret will die. But you will not.
That's right. You will not die. Or maybe the secret's something you did and don't want anyone to know. If you're the one who spilled a juice box all over your dad's white carpet, it's time to fess up. There could be consequences, but it'll be over eventually. And the pain of hiding something will be too. Now, I have to say that this secret may or may not be one that I once kept from my dad. True confession.
Okay, number three. When someone does something to you and makes you promise not to tell, never keep that secret. Mm-hmm. If somebody says to you, this is just going to be our little secret, or no one ever needs to know about this. If an older person tells you something like that before they do something with you or to you, or before they show you something that makes you uncomfortable, that's a green light to run as fast as you can to the nearest safe adult. It's a very brave and courageous thing to tell a secret like that.
Yeah, I'm so proud when I hear one of my true girls has done that. Stopping someone like that doesn't just keep you safe, but it can keep other girls and boys safe too. We gotta stick together. Secrets are always gonna be around. There's no end to them, but you can be wise about knowing which ones to keep and which ones not to.
Exactly. Well, I think it's time for our True Girl Challenge. Now, this week, it's so super easy. It's simply to spend some time with your best friend. Some quality friend time, you know, just hanging out.
Yeah, you could do a Zoom call, ask your mom first, or have some real live hangout time, whatever works. But before we release the next episode of the True Girl Podcast in 1 week, get some time in with your bestie or a super good friend.
Oh, hey, Dana.
What?
You could even invite that friend to join us in memorizing 1 Corinthians chapter 13, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like our season-long challenge. It's only 13 verses and it's super easy to memorize.
And of course, it teaches you all about how to love a friend or your mom or your little brother or anyone, because it teaches us how to love like Jesus.
And one more thing, maybe you could invite that friend to join you and your mom at one of our live True Girl events. Head on over to mytruegirl.com/events to see if we're coming to a city near you.
Live worship, good Bible teaching, mom-daughter conversation time. I like to say that our events are the most fun a mom and daughter will ever have digging into God's word together. You can find out more at mytruegirl.com/events.
Yep, and you might even see my face or Dana's face at one of them.
I would love to meet you there.
Oh, and by the way, I really don't have any gossip to scoop about Dana.
Whew.
In fact, she's one of the coolest ladies I know.
Aww.
I just adore her.
I adore you too, Stace.
Well, I'm off to spend some time with my bestie. Hope you are too. And hey, if you don't have a best friend, this is a really great opportunity to reach out to someone who might need one too. Sometimes to have a friend, you need to be a friend. And for some great ideas about how you can spend time together, check out Mom Daughter Date Number 4 in Dana Gresh's book, Talking with Your Daughter About Best Friends and Mean Girls. You'll read about a plan to scrapbook some of your favorite friendship memories together. That's a much better way to spend your time than gossiping, don't you think? Get a copy of that book and learn more about the other mom-daughter discipleship tools we offer at mytruegirl.com. In the next episode, we'll learn about trust. Please be back for the True Girl Podcast. The True Girl Podcast is produced by Revive Our Hearts, calling women of all ages to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ.